You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Quan.
It's Dan.
It's Mia.
Today, we are doing something different, you guys. We're playing Hot Seat. Who's played Hot Seat before?
I've never played. Is this an actual game?
I feel like it's one of those, okay, I'm going to like diss the episode, but like kind of like those lame kind of things that you do when you first join a team and you get put in hot seat.
Oh, yeah.
And they ask you a bunch of questions.
Do you guys do that?
We did it in sales, in sales teams.
Don't you guys always do that? Like, hey, let's go around the room and like
not anymore.
Introduce ourselves. They don't do that anymore?
Introduce, really? But hot seat specifically is like you get like fired a bunch of questions, like a bunch.
You did that.
That's
at work.
I mean, there was a time limit.
Oh, to new people.
There were, yes,
that wow. Sounds kind of like, cruel.
Well, and like,
I think it was like a minute.
And these are strangers.
But it's okay. People, I mean, at work, yeah. It's like people have some boundaries. And
That's why I'm curious. Like, you've never met these people, right? At work.
Well, you know that they're gonna join your team,
right?
And you're like,
okay, but like you don't know them that well.
We don't know them that well, so right. That's why.
So what's the craziest question you ever got at work?
I don't. They were all really tame.
Really
we never
tame.
Got, like,
okay.
We never got it.
It has to be
like,
HR
typical,
friendly.
Exactly.
HR
they were
friendly.
Typical.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
But also just the idea of putting this new person in the hot yeah. seat.
Yes. Well, you kind of let them
for rapid fire
for a
questions.
Bit.
Wow.
So like,
are you trying to rattle them? Is that like
no,
intended?
No, that's not the intention to rattle. The intention is literally just to get to know them.
Yeah.
Literally, that's it.
I've okay. done something like that. So then it's not exactly like you're putting in you're put in the spotlight, mm-hmm. kind of. But then yeah. you're supposed to share two truths and a lie.
That's
I've
definitely
your first
there's
meeting.
A couple of those. Yes,
that's usually.
So,
yeah, I actually like that game. That's a really fun game.
It can be fun. That can be fun.
Because you could like strategize. Like, all right, I'm gonna say like, you know, a bold truth, but it sounds like you could like give all three like really crazy.
Really bold.
Things,
yes, that's
people
what people
like,
do. It's fun.
Wait, what?
It can
yeah.
be fun. It can
like
be fun.
I went to the moon, and they're like, wait, is that true? That's that's a lie. But wait, is that?
It's too obvious, right?
Yeah,
sometimes
exactly.
Too obvious. Yeah. Unlike right. those people, though, mm-hmm. we've known each other for a long time.
That's right.
But I thought we were talking about it and we thought it could be fun
yeah.
for us to literally interview each other.
Put each other on the hot seat.
Exactly. You guys have seen yeah. us have guests on. We've interviewed other people. We've talked, obviously, amongst the three of us. But we're going to
like. But which version? Is this like the hard hitting version or like the
so
team version?
We get to decide. See, this is the power.
Version.
This is why it's kind of fun. So we will get to decide. First up, guess who's first, everyone?
I have been volunteered to go
first. First up is Mia. Yeah.
And I'm willingly Woo! Going into this. Also, yeah. just a disclaimer. I'm very exhausted right now, guys.
Okay.
So
that's okay.
okay.
I have questions.
Okay,
but yes. it also at the same yeah. time.
That's good.
This
then,
is probably
then
the best
you,
time for you to ask questions.
Exactly.
Because I'm like,
oh.
not in my right mind.
What
exactly.
what will Mia say now that she wouldn't say before?
That could be a question.
Really
so
this.
I think the way we want to do this is obviously mm-hmm. this is fun. That
yeah.
it might like stretch into topics that we yeah. have not touched on before. I know we've talked about many things under the sun,
yeah.
but you know,
I'm gonna probably go down the similar paths of my
oh, no.
previous questioning. But yeah, I'm gonna.
Yes.
Oh wait, I've played a version where like, what if you get a few like vetoes, like.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I yeah.
Like, are we issuing vetoes? Like,
we didn't
like a
say
few?
Anything. We didn't say
or
anything.
One.
Like pass.
If you want, how about you
pass.
Do one pass if you want?
Well, yeah, one pass.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
One hard pass.
I don't
pass.
Know. What kind of questions are you
going to
ask?
I'm
not
going to. I'm
not,
going to. I want to. I
just
think
in
it'll
case,
be fun.
Just in case.
That's true.
What
just
if you're
like make people
you know
feel comfortable. Yeah. I like that. That's nice.
My pass.
Okay. Like maybe we start with like just like questions about friendships.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Because we're PG.
And stuff about like. I think there's certain things that like only Mia brings to the table. It'd be cool to like ask about that.
Okay.
I think
okay.
that's cool. Dan, do
I like
you
how you came. No,
I
came, like,
no.
Why don't
she
you start
came
off,
well
you came
prepared.
No, I'm gonna. These are gonna be
that's
little.
A
no. Well, these are okay. For
are those ChatGPT questions.
So how about we start? How about we start like easy? We start easy.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So like. What was your first impressions of meeting both? I'm going to do for both.
Oh, okay.
For meeting both me and
one.
Dan.
That's a good question.
And
okay.
then I have a follow-up after.
Pass.
How did, maybe like.
Let's let the past
yeah,
stay in the past. Just kidding. Let's
first
let,
impressions.
A first impression?
Meeting us.
She say like when she first met us?
Yeah.
You can answer how you want to.
Yeah. So
I don't remember when you first met Quan.
I do. I remember exactly when I first met Quan. Oh. We were at a friend's house. Mm-hmm.
Was I there?
I feel
you
like no. Okay. This was at in the Bay Area.
Okay.
And then I think we've talked about it multiple times. We share spiritual beliefs, so mm-hmm. that's where we first met. And then she just moved to California. She's this bright-eyed, fresh graduate, and she's super like friendly. She's super outgoing. Okay.
This is like 8 years, like how many years?
This was
6 years ago.
No, this was like more than a decade ago because it was right before I moved to New York.
How can you have grad? Okay, maybe I don't actually know how
old you are. It's been a long
time.
It's been
a decade ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
No, 10 years.
Did you just graduate?
Oh wait, it was like 11 years.
I think it was in 2014.
We're aging ourselves. That's
I know,
fine.
I know.
Yeah.
Very openly.
Hey, we go way back.
Wow.
Yeah. We go way back.
Yeah. So and then Quan is like a breath of fresh air. I was like, who is this friendly little lady? So I was like, oh, wow.
That's what you thought of her.
Yeah.
Okay. Like energetic. Yeah.
And then at that time I was like I was regretting my decision to move to New York because part of the reason was actually me feeling just a little bit like sick and tired of the Bay Area and then the environment. And then she's like a fresh new perspective.
Oh, interesting.
So I was like, oh, that's too bad. But then, I'm actually surprised that I think after the first time we went, we like talked for a couple of hours.
Yes, we did.
So we definitely like immediately clicked.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm actually surprised that we're still like here to this day.
Truly.
So when you first met her and then you already made the decision to come to New York?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the time it was like so close to me moving to New York.
So you're like, we could be friends,
but you're
leaving.
Yeah.
And fate would have it, she returned.
Yeah, she found her way to New York. And then here we are.
Yeah.
So that was my first impression. I don't remember quite exactly when it was, Dan, but I remember.
It had to be, obviously, it was before 2016? You moved to New York.
No, it was like right after I moved to New York. I think
you
like you were.
Dan before you moved to New York?
No, but I think he was one of the first few people that I met in New York.
2014?
15.
No, 15.
I moved in 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I met you,
it was like you, right after the winter, like all the winter storm and everything. Yeah.
That's actually shocking.
I know.
We covered a lot.
Exactly. Wow. That's what I mean.
Like, shocking. We met because we were going to work together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So it wasn't like random. Like,
no.
Through friends.
No.
No,
so exactly.
It was like a forced upon.
I was like joining your team.
Yeah. This is when I was doing YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You were. Like, I remember.
Like, you were doing Off the Great Wall.
Yes.
First impression. What was it? Do you remember?
I don't remember. But I was like, Dan is a superstar. You know what I mean? He was like doing YouTube. He was doing Off the Great Wall. He was eating durian.
Okay.
And we were doing like KCON, I think, at the time.
I was going to say, when I hurt myself falling
off
my TV.
Yes, in Arizona.
That's when, because I remember Mia came with me and Mike to KCON, and I had injured myself.
Yes.
So you must have thought.
He has a huge bandage on his, like.
My arm. Yeah. I got a pretty bad injury.
So like, this, prior to meeting Mia, this just happened.
No, she met us. We're like working together, but not really like getting to know each other as much. Right? Uh-huh, we just started working. And then I do something crazy and I like have a huge bandage on my arm. What did you think then? You must have been like,
nah.
you were like, well, this kid is like insane. No,
I'm okay with insane people. Okay. I actually gravitate towards insane people. So it didn't leave a negative impression or anything like that. It was just like, wow, this is why, well, this is, you have that personality to be on camera.
Right.
And that's exactly, I was like, wow.
Okay. Has your first impressions of me and Quan changed
That was going to be my follow-up.
Yeah,
so
it's
like
been a decade,
over a decade for both of us, probably, later. How has the impression changed, if at all?
I guess first impressions and then, like, maybe, I guess now, like, what she knows about it. Like,
yeah, you know, I guess, us way, like, way more now.
It's not, yeah.
Yeah,
not
we've gone through, but it's like, life things and like, all these things.
Did your perception of us change over the over the years?
I think the spirits have not changed. Because, like, you...
I could see that.
For you, like, you always manage to come up with a new interest every so often. Like, you just have so many... hobbies, right? And so if, like, and you're down to just try everything,
yeah,
so that remains the same.
I think because we're both very high energy people,
yes,
so we probably that statement about our spirits is probably true.
Yeah,
we're still like gung-ho,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah, like, I'll do it, whatever it is, like, I'm down.
Okay.
That kind of energy.
Uh-huh. Same for her.
Same for her.
Mia has a little bit of that too.
Yeah, because my, and I've said this, when we get to mine,
probably rubbed off
on
me.
You definitely changed.
Oh,
more
did I?
For me.
Mm.
So yeah. Where? So okay, that part didn't change. What did change? It sounded something.
I just feel like age is probably.
Age.
No, I'm not saying like.
No, for sure.
I'm like, not saying that in the sense of like. You don't have the energy to do that anymore. But then with
age... But that's
age,
also true a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. But with age comes like responsibility. Mm. Now you're at a different place in your life. Yeah. So you gotta prioritize other things.
For sure. For sure.
That's just my take.
And her stage too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like she's still...
So mine has not changed at all?
It probably will be soon. But as of now, no.
Amazing.
Is there anything that we did that surprised you over the last 10 years?
Question.
Like, oh, like, I didn't. It could be surprised. Small too.
Like, I didn't know this about
like,
you.
Yeah, like
either you didn't know about us, or like, oh, I can't believe they did that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like major either.
I think for you, it was your living abroad situation, like the recent.
Oh, the Taiwan. Oh, interesting. Like you. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because I've heard of people.
I feel
of
like
course,
that's
it's a dream
she would
of
do,
so
though.
Many people, yeah. But like to actually put it into action,
okay,
and to actually do it, I'm sure it's something that you've thought about for a while. But when you told me, I was like, "Wow,
yeah, that's true.
Good
so
for
you."
You
were really surprised.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just was like, "Oh, of course she's gonna go to Taiwan. she's like adventurous.
She is.
Yeah." And I wasn't even surprised that you would go with Joe, because that's like, that would be like a dream. Mm. Like, oh, I'm going to go, you know.
What part of it, like, surprised you the most?
Probably less surprising rather compared to like admiration, or because one can talk, but then like you walk the walk, you know, like I could always dream about living as a digital nomad. Like I say this all the time, like I want to move here. I want to move there. But then like, I don't really do it,
right?
But you actually do it.
Oh, yeah.
What about Dan?
Were you surprised that I became a BTS fan? Cause I actually did. I feel like
but how much of a fan actually?
Yes. Zero.
The fact that, yeah. Okay.
Think
okay.
about it. When we were doing KCON, I was kind of like, this is ridiculous.
Like, yeah, like, why am I here?
Like,
yeah.
I'm not into any of it. And then, like, you, my wife, like, everyone was into this one band. And I was really resistant. And then, like, when I, you know, started getting into it. And then Mia, because of Mia, I went, and our other friend, Kathy, I went to a BTS concert.
Yeah.
I would say definitely because of them.
I'm sure.
Are you serious, Mia?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, you guys were like, yeah, let's go. And then I was like, okay. And I was like, oh, this is pretty awesome. Okay.
And then BTS opened the door to ITZY.
I know. Yeah. And then it opened the door to, like, other bands. I was like... So.
Did you ever get into Blackpink?
Yeah, I got first.
It was Blackpink first.
Yeah. I really like Blackpink, like really like them. And then they got, and
but
then
that's
I was
also
like,
that's aligned with your I'll try anything.
But I
brand.
Don't like any other bands. I don't like, and then I just like those two, and then ITZY came along. I was like, oh, I like them.
Is there anything else that surprised you above Dan liking BTS through all these years? Anything that Dan's done that's...
I think your athleticism.
No way. Wait, what do you mean? Like, when you met me, you weren't like this... Really?
No, because, when what? I met you, remember Mike used to say, oh, you just like, you just sign up to a gym, but then you never actually go.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Okay, I see. I always actually, for me, it's two different things. Athleticism and like laziness. Like, consistent workout. To me, like, you don't have to be athletic. That's true.
I just thought that you were not that kind of person. Like, you were not really into working out.
In all fairness, for the most of the time you met me, it wasn't until a year ago. Right? Like, no, you were right for like 9 years. No, but also
remember when we went to Vermont, we went to that.
Oh, yes.
What was that? That obstacle course?
It was an outdoor obstacle course. Yeah.
Yes.
Were you surprised?
You went through it so quickly. I was like, whoa, where did this come from?
That was a fun day with Mia. Let me tell you, I know as soon as I mention it,
this is going to trigger some stories.
I have like images in my mind. There's certain like times you go through life.
Was it like you were done and they were in the beginning?
Yes, yes. It was
always like way ahead of us, you know?
You know how like in your life, there are certain memories that will never leave you? Mia doing the obstacle course, like 30 feet up in the air with like harnesses, will never leave my mind.
Because you were done and you were looking at her from the bus.
It was the way she was going through the course. Like, it was really funny.
It was such a struggle, I tell you. Okay, I think, how many of us were there? Four people.
It was me, you, Thomas, Felicia? Just Felicia?
Thomas and Felicia.
He wasn't there. Wait a minute. I took you guys alone to Vermont.
Yes. Wait, was he in Vermont?
No. Dude, was she
observing? Was she observing?
Maybe she wasn't there. I took you guys alone.
She was definitely not at the. Wait, now I'm questioning myself.
Questioning, yeah.
I don't remember.
Maybe she didn't go with us that day.
But she wasn't at the obstacle course for sure.
Yeah, because we were like excited to go there. Yeah.
Wait, say for yourself. But I'm kidding. Yeah. I mean, I was down to try, but I also was like, man, I had to try.
Yeah. It's funny because that sounds like something
so hard to like keep up.
Yeah. But that sounds like something you would totally do now, no?
Mia, right? No. Would you ever do that again?
No.
You and Joe would love
this. It's a one and done situation for me.
So you wouldn't do it again? Is it because of the height?
It was hard.
It was hard.
But you do tons of hard things.
You know what? You'd be better at it because of your core Pilates expertise
core
now.
Core power. And
we should go back and try it. I want to see.
She doesn't want to.
No, you'd be so much better now.
Round two?
I'm shocked.
You're I'm also a lot older compared to I was back then.
You're more fit today than you were.
You are.
5 years ago.
You are.
I think you would conquer it.
So we were going on a tangent.
Yeah.
But that was it. That was it. And you were like a monkey going through it so quickly.
I appreciate the compliment. I like to think of myself as still athletic at age 40-something.
Heck yeah. What are things that you, like trips that you've done with the group and things that you've done with the group when you're like, let's do that again. We know you don't want to do this again.
We haven't done anything repeated, actually. So that means that she didn't the stuff.
That's not true. I'm saying, because it's hard to plan on things and do it again. Yeah. But is there anything where, like, the trips and the stuff that we've done together with the group and stuff that you're like, let's do that again?
Okay, I have to say, in general, our trips have been so much fun.
Right.
Yeah.
So follow-up question after that is, which one was the funnest?
Orlando was so much fun. Remember that? I remember, even though it was hot AF.
Because
we went in September.
It was in September of
2021. So it was still during COVID-ish.
Yeah, it was.
Towards the end.
And then we went to Orlando, then drove to Miami. Yeah, and then Miami was dead.
Yeah.
And you were hyping up, what was it? Little Havana. Yeah. And then we got there and no one was there.
No, this is a whole nother story time. I remember. It's basically...
We've talked about it in previous episodes.
Also, when we were in Orlando in Epcot, it was that one ride where you and I came out of it with white, like...
Oh, yes, the popsicle.
Me and Mia went on this
ride. Looking white. I was like, I had to go to the restroom.
Do you like repeating fun things or doing new fun things?
Oh... I usually like repeating fun things.
That makes sense.
Like looking at how many times I go to Korea.
I was about to say South Korea and Hawaii.
Yeah.
All right. Hot question. Was this recent trip with your parents to Amsterdam a repeat trip or no?
You can pass.
Destination-wise.
Probably not. But I would. This is also me, like, I don't know. I probably walk myself into these situations way too much, but I'm like, I'm open to taking them again on another trip, as long as I can.
What would you do differently if you were to take
them? I would take my siblings with me. Oh, okay, at least one of them to also just share the burden.
To help.
That stress was too much because I was like planning everything. Yeah. I had to watch out for everyone. Yeah. And also if like, understandably, if my mom is tired or if my dad is tired, then I have to like go get food for them, you know, like things like that. They're just,
maybe they,
everything kind of falls on me.
They probably would have liked somebody else too because they're like, I don't want my daughter to just like hold our hands. Like maybe she can go do something with her sister or, you know, like maybe two.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to, okay. So what is, I want to ask you like some, like what is the, okay. So what's the, what's like the craziest food you ever tried? Like out there, like any like monkey, any like, brains, innards.
I've had brain, like, what kind? Chicken brain.
Oh, listen, Mia's from the jungle.
I know, she's from the jungle. I was gonna be like, what jungle food have,
so
you?
What did you have?
I actually liked that as a kid.
So what part chicken brain?
It was cooked.
That's nothing. It's like this big.
Yeah, it was like this big, but it's also, it's like it chewy. Yeah.
Do you cut
like
it? Is it in slices?
You don't have to cut it because it's a really small.
I feel like that's a cheat. That's not really a brain.
That is a brain. What,
no, about, like, what about like brain. Pig brains? Because people eat that.
Do people do that?
Yeah. They,
do people eat them?
No, I was watching like Anthony
I
Bourdain,
draw my
like,
line at like other brain, like monkey brain. No.
You never tried that?
No.
So really just chicken brains, you
think? I've also never tried insects like the ones in Thailand. No. I've never been to Thailand.
Snake. You ever had snake? That's not that
crazy. I had snake. But I'm outing my family member. But a family member of mine has had snake blood.
Snake blood. Okay. Yeah. Like, I don't put that
for, like,
as...
For, like, medicinal purposes.
Well, okay.
That's what I heard.
Have you ever had turtles?
Yeah.
You have turtles. Oh. I had turtles.
In a soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never again, but...
have you had rabbit?
Yeah.
No, I've never. I can't bring myself to.
I don't like other.
I don't think I've had a lot.
No.
Of
okay, so you're not.
What about frog? Frog is normal.
Yes.
Never had frog.
Yes.
No, really?
Yeah.
I find frogs disgusting. I would never eat a frog.
It tastes like
chicken. They look really scary.
Yeah.
So
look at that.
But they're delicious.
Really?
They taste like chicken.
Okay, I'm not trying.
Like small
really?
Chicken.
Okay. So you're not like the most adventurous.
No, I don't
eater.
Think so. Mm. I mean, okay. Unless you count durian as adventurous. I'm like, that's as adventurous as a
What is the extremest lengths you've gone for durian?
Or
like I would go like to an all-you-can-eat like durian.
Have you?
I have in Indonesia.
Okay, what is the extremest lengths you've gone to get like a concert ticket that you really wanted? Like fandom.
Okay.
Like Golden State Warriors.
I'm sharing.
Or like not just concert,
not
but
just
like a live event. Because you love a live event.
Yes. I do. A courtside seat at the Warriors game remains my bucket list to this day,
like,
right?
What have you already done?
Okay, so when... I think it was my first BTS concert. Yeah. Tickets were sold out for some reason. I don't know how we found this person, but there's this person who on Twitter at the time was like, hey, I'm trying to gather, I don't know, 10 people, 12, 20 people because we want to rent a suite at the venue, like Prudential. So do you guys want to like chip in? And so we were like, okay, let's do this. So we like pulled some money and then this person would like rent out the suite, right? Yeah. We could have get scammed at that point, right? Because we don't know who this person
is. It could have been
a scam. We never even met this person. How do we know if it's true?
Yeah.
But we actually know. It turned out to be a happy ending because we actually got a seat with like food and everything. So
you met a bunch of strangers that day.
Yeah, and we didn't talk to anyone.
Really?
Like, who cares?
Not?
But we were just
like
there
fun.
For the food and for the concert.
That sounds like fun. It's like, yo, we just
there
like,
for the food
you.
And the game.
Yeah, it's just there
I've,
for the food
I've
and the
slept
actual
on
concert.
The sidewalk for Red Sox tickets.
Like,
have you ever done that?
How long have you waited in line?
Like for a Warriors ticket? You ever like...
But then also, who actually waits in line for concert tickets?
A lot of people.
I waited on the sidewalk overnight for playoff tickets.
No, okay. Yeah. I remember when a few years ago, remember like JK when, this is another like Jungkook went to like Central Park, and then a bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get in line for that?
No, I have a little bit more like dignity as an adult. God, sorry.
No, no,
like, I have too much pride.
See, like, to me, these are like battle scars. Like, you know what I mean?
But
like,
I wouldn't do it. I just can't do it myself.
Yeah.
Like if I had a friend with me, I probably would have done it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. But then nobody.
You have to do it with
I'm
a
like
friend.
A lone ranger in this K-pop fandom world.
No, you have friends that like K-pop.
Who?
Like
Michelle?
Kathy, Melina. But you got some friends. But they're not going
to
like.
They're not going to go to those lengths
with
me.
They also
don't
have the dignity.
Yeah, yeah. They
I mean,
won't
listen,
go to.
Next time. I mean, I've done it. So next time.
You would
like,
do it?
I mean, depends on the payoff. I like know. If it's like. Because we could buy tickets. I did it for Red Sox.
I know, but that's not. The thing is that Mia's going
to
want
to
wait.
I mean,
for.
If
I don't
it's
know
like.
If, they overlap.
If it's like, I got, you know, I get to meet, you know, like Blackpink. Okay, maybe. Like if I get to like meet them, like a ticket to like be in their box. I don't know. And, you know, I mean, be like, damn, let's go wait.
Okay, this is not too crazy, but remember, did I tell you guys this story when I went to San Jose Airport? It was during Linsanity.
Oh.
It was during Linsanity craziness.
Did you go
but not too far. So this is like low-hanging fruit, right? Because my friend, I think it was on the off-season, my friend who was flying from LA to San Jose texted us and said, Jeremy Lin is on my flight.
Yeah.
Mm. I was like, no way.
And then you went to the airport.
And then it was like a Southwest flight, you know, from LA to San Jose. It was like a quick 1 hour. So I was
did
like,
did you
okay.
go to the airport?
I went to the airport. Yeah.
Oh my God, I just remembered. Mia forgot. I remember when we went to see BTS. I think Mia blocked.
Oh my God.
Dude, she blocked this from her memory. Can I tell the story? This,
but it's not. Okay, tell the story. Tell the story.
Dude, her, my wife, and
wait,
other
the
people. We're in the car driving back from the concert.
The car chase, right?
They made me chase what they thought was the black,
the BTS
vehicle. I was like, they were like, go, go, go. I've never seen like five ladies. Like basically like
usually
they
calm ladies.
Calm. No, suddenly. they were like, Dan, that's the van. Go, go, go. And I'm literally like, guys, I'm like breaking laws for you guys.
Were you into BTS at that point?
I was.
Well,
but
he was at the concert with
you
us.
You were. But not.
I'm actually like, I was all for it. Because,
yes,
you know,
yes,
I
fun.
First
yes,
of all,
fun.
If they had.
Oh, you're right. And then the crazier part is somehow I know where they stay. Like, which
she,
hotel
she
they're staying.
She was like, they're staying at this hotel. I think that they're in this van.
Thanks, Twitter.
And then, they made me chase them in Manhattan. For like 20 minutes.
Correct.
I was down for it.
The thing is, and we did that. And we chased them all the way
to the hotel.
The hotel.
We even sat there behind and we were like,
yes,
are they
like,
getting
out? Out?
Dan parked the car right behind the
like,
van that
Dan,
we were
close.
Following.
Not too close, Dan. Oh, you should see it. No, Dan, not too close. I'm like, guys, if we're not close, how do we see them?
Also, the worst part, he needs to be here to tell the story. Because she was sitting on the passenger, on the front, right? So she's like super embarrassed. She's like covering her face. She's like, Dan, what are you doing? This is too close.
Honestly, I was kind of like, I was like, guys, don't you know how to stalk people? Like,
yes.
Like, you
like
guys
you
are.
You literally said that. I'm like,
I was
why
kind of
are
like,
we doing this?
Like, how
you're
do
like,
you.
Like, don't be embarrassed.
Yeah, like we're trying to. We are trying to accost them. So if it's them,
they got too close. They got scared.
Actually, like I didn't know what they were gonna do. I wanted them to come out of the van. Spoiler: they didn't come out of the van.
And it wasn't them. Yeah. It was like
it was a decoy
the staffs or
no,
something.
No, it's probably
it
a
was
decoy.
It was totally a decoy.
But I was like, I hope they come because I don't know what Mia is capable of. Like, I was like, is she gonna jump out of the car and like, you know what I mean? I wanted to see that. Because I wanted to like tell her future like husband,
God,
like, yo,
good,
your wife is crazy. Let me
that
tell
was
you.
So good. How did
time,
I forget about that?
Yo, this one time.
Who is the most famous person you've met?
I think Jeremy Lin.
Wait, so you left him? I mean, so you met him?
Yeah.
At the airport. To the airport.
Yeah, at the San Jose airport.
What did you say to him?
Were there a lot of people?
There were okay number of people.
What did you say to him?
Did you get one-on-one time?
No, we took a picture.
You have a picture.
We had a picture.
That's one-on-one time.
That's cool.
Me and like my sister and my friend. Like
so
there were like a couple
you did
of
ask
us.
Him like, hi, can we take a...
Yeah, we
dude,
did actually come up to him.
Was he nice for a picture? How was the interaction?
It was brief. Because we was like...
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, but we did...
Oh, that's
it was
crazy.
Like in the baggage claim
him,
area.
That's a stalking move right there.
Exactly.
Did you ask him?
But...
Did you ask him like, hi?
I think so. Okay. I don't remember. I think it was like a long time ago. They're
like pushing her, like, go. Go.
Also, at the time, I was like, I'm already here. I might as well go. Yeah. I didn't drive all the way here to not get a picture.
I didn't know Mia was an actual stalker.
That's
as close to stalking as you can get.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. I mean, I got a tip off.
Yeah, that's true. You did.
Most stalking happens with inside knowledge.
Dan's like, that's how it works.
That's a stalker behavior. Okay.
We know that courtside seats for the Warriors is a thing on your bucket list. What are some other things on your bucket list? On your bucket list. It doesn't have to be warrior related. Yeah. But like
no,
related.
I did it last year when I went paragliding.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That was on your bucket list?
Kind of. Like, okay. I wanted to do something.
Something like extreme.
Yeah, off brand.
What haven't you done
that's
yet?
Definitely
that's
off on your brand.
Bucket list. That's on my bucket list. I feel like a lot of it has to do with like traveling. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a list other than that warrior scene. Yeah. I just wanted to do something different from my normal self. Mm. Feel like, okay, maybe the other thing that I want to do is to learn how to play drums.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Channel all my aggression.
Yeah. Easy.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
I'm sure it'll be super hard, but I feel like it'll be super fun.
You could do it because you're musical. You could play the piano.
Yeah.
What about like learn Korean?
Language?
Yeah, learn language.
She's like, I got
that's
three.
Not on the list.
How many languages do you speak, Mia?
Two.
No, English. Oh, two,
and
yeah.
A quarter?
Two and a quarter.
Yeah, a quarter. Come on, give her that. Like a quarter of
like
Chinese
Mandarin. Like oh my God. I was at dim sum with my parents the other day in Flushing. Uh-huh. And I think I asked them to help us cut something. And then I said it in Mandarin. And my mom was next to me. And then she's like, wow, you're so good.
Yeah, wait, do you feel like your Mandarin's improved? Or
no, it was just like, I think I'm one of those people who I know how to say phrases and my pronunciation, I think, is pretty good. Yeah. Mm, okay. So then when I say that one sentence, people think that I'm like more fluent than I am.
I've never heard Mia speak Mandarin, actually.
Because I really...
I want to hear it.
I'm like shy.
I want to hear it. I don't have like... A memory of Mia speaking.
I know, it's rare.
English.
It's
rare. I mean, if you guys are there, why do I need to? You know,
that's true. That's true.
I want her to surprise us one time. Like what?
Mia can introduce the podcast in Mandarin.
Oh, jeez, no. Oh my God.
Wait, I can't do that. You could do it. I don't know how to do it.
I just like prepare.
Hello.
No. All right, Dan, do you want
to? Yeah, I got
last
some,
question.
Your
contribution.
I got some, this is getting to the point of the
Dan
podcast.
Dan has seen my embarrassing moments too.
So what age was your first crush?
Oh, first crush.
I'm now getting to the...
The dating. This is like the meat of his question.
That's right.
Crush sometime in elementary school.
Okay. That's I would say that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, that for sure. did you ever like tell that person you liked them?
No.
Did they know, you think?
I'm trying to remember a lot. I'm not trying to hide anything at this point.
When you have a boy crush in school, were you the type of person to be really shy about it?
Yeah.
Or were you like the, like try to like hit him?
Okay,
you
know, here's like the thing.
Be mean.
When
be mean,
I was in elementary school and like middle school, I think the guy that I had a crush on, like... That feeling was reciprocated.
But nobody
back
talked
then.
To each other.
Wait, what?
And then also it was
rare.
Like one of those, I don't know, is this your experience in school also?
Nah,
like your
mine's
friends
a lot of
all know about it.
Oh, yes,
no.
That's
and you're
yes,
trying,
they
like,
yeah.
they're trying to like.
Get you guys to
yeah,
talk.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. And then yeah. the. Like,
was it successful?
I don't remember. I think there was this one time. Plus, I just met up with my middle school friends yesterday too. They probably know this story, but like, I think there's this one time where. I was in a class and then all of a sudden like they have I hear a bunch of people like trying to shove this guy in the class, like trying to put this guy and me in the class by ourselves and they were like they would close the door and they're all like congregating around the window and they're like, oh, what
they
are they
like,
doing?
They
that's
like each other.
Yeah. Oh my God, go
it's like
on
a drama.
Yeah.
Drama.
Yeah. So that happened, but I don't
What happened when that happened?
I don't remember.
Talk?
Mia's like,
and I think we date. I don't know. Oh, we did. I don't remember. Did. And I think we dated for like a little bit, yeah. And then there for was like never week. An official breakup until now. So that
Dude,
became
I've had that.
A running joke.
That. Yeah,
like you, that became a running joke until
like
we are
in
adults.
In elementary school.
In elementary school, you go on them God, dates, so and then you funny. Just don't date anymore.
You just
but you don't
stop talking.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, because you're like,
I don't know what
yeah.
happened.
Yeah, and then that became a running joke even until like much later.
Like,
oh my God, you guys haven't even
broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So
like that.
There was that story.
That's
that was fun.
Okay.
That was fun.
Okay.
Dan, you're running out of time.
You got one more? We gotta wrap
You're
up.
Running out of
well,
time.
I don't. I have a question, but I don't think she'll answer it.
She has a pass.
Well, I do
okay,
have
she
a pass.
Has a pass. When was your first broken heart?
Oh.
Was she? You could pass. It's very. It's a
yeah,
very.
That's fine.
Like, okay. She's like, enough time has gone by.
It's
fine.
Totally,
the,
yeah,
the
it's
wound
fine.
Has healed.
It's been a long, long time ago. All
right. The first one.
It's been 84
one.
Years.
Yeah.
No, I think it was. I remember. This was actually when I first came to the States.
It was?
Yes, because I had a boyfriend back then, and okay. then I had to come to the States to study.
Yeah.
And so it became a long-distance relationship.
Yeah.
And then long-distance relationship back then was a true
yeah.
long-distance
yes.
relationship.
You didn't have, like, a phone.
No, there was no yeah. such thing
like
as, like,
email maybe?
FaceTime
yeah.
or whatever. You can only email. You can call, like, long-distance.
But it was,
distance
like, AOL device. Email, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then we were, like... What 18
yeah.
or 16?
Oh
I think it was 16
oh.
at the
so you
time.
So you would call
just
each
like,
other.
I think
on
you
the
would
phone.
Email.
We tried to, but it was
yeah.
like
long
also we were
is
young.
Expensive too, yeah. yeah.
So I think there was a time when I was yeah. like I think I was in Tahoe with
yeah.
my cousins and yeah. my friends, and we were playing a drinking game, and then I was like, oh my god! Like,
oh my god!
A lot of tears were shed because
oh
I was like, oh.
So,
this is awful.
But like you officially broke that off, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't like...
That was, yes. There was an like, official...
Hey, is this still going on?
There was an okay. official breakout to
okay.
that relationship. But that was...
Aww.
Yeah, I remember Aww. That pretty distinctly.
Aww. How many more broken hearts after that? No, like that. No,
you're
no,
out of time.
No.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, with an
upbeat
question,
yeah.
I have one. What's something that you think that we should do, or like our friends should do together that we haven't done yet? That you want to do?
Ooh, I always, not always. I joke this once. We should
okay.
do a band.
Oh,
we should form
fun.
A band. Like I, let
that's
me play
fun.
The drum.
Oh,
I'll learn
cool.
it.
Okay.
You can sing, and then yeah. you can play the keyboard
oh,
or
no,
whatever.
Oh no, the guitar.
The guitar.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's
oh,
do
yeah.
it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let's
and
do it.
And then somebody else can
Heck
be
yeah.
on the keyboard.
Yeah,
that'd
yeah.
be fun.
Or no, I'll play the bass. Because I
wait, where did that come from?
Well, because I want somebody else to play the guitar.
Why?
Because I want to learn how to play the bass.
Oh.
It's fun. So you'll learn drums. I'll learn bass.
Yeah.
Somebody else can play the guitar.
We'll form a geriatric
band. You will play
the geriatric
triangle.
Band.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh my god, we should totally
do
it.
Oh my god, it's
what,
so much fun.
What would you like to accomplish this year?
This year?
Yeah, with the time you have left.
Oh man, I feel like I had a lot, but I haven't done anything.
You had a lot on your list? You
yeah.
Mean,
okay.
You've gone to Amsterdam with your parents.
I've gone to Amsterdam with
or
my
like
parents.
A personal growth one.
I wanna, okay. feel like I want to learn more about investing.
Oh,
okay.
That's
we
a good one.
About
that's
yeah.
good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good one. Okay.
I want to learn
okay.
more about
that's
that. I feel like there's this like mental hurdle
yes.
that
yes.
I
yes.
can't really overcome
yes.
to
yes.
this day.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
And then in this economy,
yeah.
yeah.
we all need to start learning
yeah.
how to do
learn.
It.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah.
Okay. Cool. Very nice.
All right. Well,
you know how you can invest? You just buy Pokemon cards.
Oh my god,
dude! You know what I want to do? Buy gold.
Buy gold. You mean like?
I've seen people
yeah,
buy like
buy
gold
it.
Bars at like Costco.
And then you yeah,
yes.
you, can
and you sell them,
but they also
well,
limit you as to like how much you can
oh,
buy.
Well, you got
to
keep
know.
It somewhere.
Yeah,
so
you
some,
keep it. Yeah.
Sometimes like people rent space to keep it.
Mm. Yes.
Or, like they'll buy it. Like on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and then
yeah.
they also pay for the space to keep
oh,
the gold.
That's right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So like people have businesses that will keep your.
That's
actual
right. But
gold.
It's so expensive that
yeah.
I haven't
yeah.
even like.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Pokemon anyway,
cards.
Pokemon
with
cards.
That, we hope that you guys come see our band, FND Band.
Oh my god! Yes.
You're putting this
aside.
In the
no,
universe.
I'm just kidding. That was very fun. We hope you enjoyed that. And there's another hot seat coming up next. So we'll see you guys on the next one.
Later,
Bye.
Guys.
Bye.